Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. There's no need to miss out on God's best. There's no need to miss out on God's best. Do what God has given you to do. Take time and get to know Him. If you won't have greater success in your life, even great success in your life, in everything, spend time with the Father just like Jesus did. We see Jesus working miracles, blessing people, helping people. He stayed in God's presence. And every free moment he got, he went and spent it with the Lord. And we live in an age that's convenient. We have washing machines. We have dishwashers, warm houses, in the summertime, cool houses. Some people have swimming pools. I have. We have cars, trucks to move heavy loads. We've got everything, every convenience you can imagine. We can have time to spend with the Lord. In Jesus' day, people had to wash their own clothes after they go fetch the water. They didn't have running water. A man's day was full of business, and not just to make money to eat with. They had to spend a portion of that day working, or a portion of that day working so they could work, cleaning the house and doing things like that. They had to walk everywhere or ride a horse if they were wealthy. They had to make pots and then take them to sell them. Their life was full of business. You couldn't afford to be lazy. Now, with all that said, we can spend time with the Lord. And when we do, we learn. When we learn, do greater things. We learn it. We can learn to live, do things in His strength. We touched on that yesterday. Whatever you have to do for the Lord, don't do it in your own strength. It'll wear you down. Let Him do the planning, and then you do the plan that He gives you. Many times people get in trouble trying to organize that ministry patterned out to somebody else's. Every ministry has its own protocol, its own design, its own network, its own hotspot. So the dynamics are always different, just like snowflakes. When we follow God, He'll give you your wisdom for what you have to do. Do what He called you to do. You're not obligated to do what somebody else does or do things exactly like somebody else. Tradition is good, but it's not perfect. Stick with the traditional values, morals, but the methods of doing things, it's adaptable, especially by the Holy Spirit. My ministry works different from others. I remember years ago, I used to work the soundboard at church. And one day I said, I guess I'll end up preaching in a small town like my dad. And the Lord said, it won't be like you think. And I promise you, it's not like I thought. My ministry is totally different than anything I ever seen. And so it will be with you if you follow, if you go in God's presence. He'll show you the needs that He wants you to fulfill. He's going to do it through you. Remember, the priest didn't wear garments that caused sweat because God was doing the work. They were being the vessel God was using them as vessels. He uses us like a tool in his hand. The knowledge that we have to have, the training, it all comes from the Holy Spirit. And if we can yield to him, we can do it. And it's going to be wonderful. You're going to love it. It's going to be very good. Now, when you follow God yourself, you learn things that you can't learn any other way. And so many times I was at a turning point, or I get to a point that it's time to do something greater. And the Lord would train me and prepare me. He would show me the needs. He would give me what to say. Sometimes the Lord even helped me bargain. He gave me words to speak. And I spoke them, and it worked. Everything works in him. You have to be focused on him. Now, I don't know a whole lot about horses and mules and things, but because I never had to work with them or deal with them. But they have blinders on the horse to keep the horse going straight. Now, I don't know if they use it for horses or mules, but they put blinders on them so that they'll focus on what's ahead and not what's on the side of them. And they little triangle cups that sit near their eyes, so they can only see forward. You know, that's what we have to do when we follow God. The works of the ministry is huge. It's not small. And the Lord is going somewhere. He's going. I noticed that the Lord prepared me for things, and it's greater than I could imagine all the time. So the ministry is huge. It's not small and insignificant. But the puny works that we do, it does great things because it's inspired by the Holy Spirit. Over time, you will have done a great work. And it's going to work. Whenever you're doing what God said do, understand it's working. But people get discouraged. They gauge it by what they imagine and what they thought it, how they thought it would be. I thought I'd have more members by now. I thought people would be doing this. People are going to be people. But God, you use the wisdom that God give you to serve people. You're not limited by the people. Many pastors feel trapped because the people won't grow and be all that they can be. If you focus on the people, they'll never get that way. They'll never be what they can be. You have to focus on the Spirit of God. If you see your ministry as small and you fear it, you will keep it small. Because the fear is attached to your life. And fear is a driver. Fear will cause you to cause the problem it would take to keep it small. Because fear operates just like faith. Fear puts a negative demand on your life. If you speak or act on fear, you'll create what you fear. When people are hurt and they speak from the hurt, the depths of the hurt, they produce the hurt. A woman had a bad relationship. She had a boyfriend that deeply hurt her. I don't know what he did. He must have cheated or something. She was really fond of him. That hurt. Every time she have a relationship, she'd mess it up. She would accuse. She thought that the guy she was involved with would be just like the former guy. It's important to understand, if you fear something, you will cause it to happen. But when you're looking at the Lord, what will happen will be beyond your expectation. You're just going to have to get used to the success of God. That's why some people can't grow anymore. Another problem is strife. If you are in strife with somebody, you can't learn from them. If they're in strife with you, they can't learn from you. The word is sown in peace. And the Holy Spirit will give you the wisdom to make peace. That doesn't mean you do everything they want. That doesn't mean you have to share their opinions. You don't have to have. When people have fear in a relationship, hear me good. When you have fear in any relationship, it's not going to work right. Don't be afraid that people will not like you because of your opinion. Let people get to know you for you. It's not, you know, I don't always share my opinion. I know it's going to be an argument, but I'm not. The things that I learn, I stick with. And I'm not limited by what people think I should do. I'm going to do what God say to. I let the Word of God shape my opinions and the experiences I have with the Holy Spirit, because His Word is always good and true and pure. And once the Lord show me something, I'm going to stick with it. I don't care who don't like it or who don't understand it. I learned you don't have to cater to fears in your relationship or expectations of others or others' expectations of you. Do what God say do, and it will work. Do it in faith. The other reason is this. You don't need anybody. If we're complete in Christ, we're complete in Him. Whatever good people do for us is a bonus. We don't need them to be favorable. We don't need people like we think we do. Nobody for anything. We need Jesus. And He will make the difference. People may not understand. They may quit. They may leave. They may talk about you. Just don't talk about them negatively. And you don't have to bow down to Baal to keep friends. I'm not going to do something wrong to keep a congregation. If I'm doing right and they don't like what I'm doing, they can leave. The earth is filled with people. There are billions of people out there that want to know God. And I took a position years ago. I said, I'm going to follow God, and I don't care where I land. I don't care how it turned out. I'm going to follow God. If it fold, it fold. I'll just keep following God, and some things need to be torn down, scattered, and dissolved. And the Holy Spirit will do it. Every message He gives does what the Word does. When we first met God, He was dividing light from darkness. First mention of it in Genesis, He was dividing light from darkness. What was true from what was false. Selected what's true and got rid of what's false. He's still doing that. The Word of God divides us. He divides our soul and spirit. He knows what He's doing. If you live by the Word of God, you put a separation between what's true, what's false, what's light, and what's darkness. A healthy person sometimes people remain healthy because surgery is done. We need Holy Ghost spiritual surgery. First, we need it for ourselves. We need to be corrected in Him. We need to have everything that's not like God cut out of our life or driven out of our life. And we need to fill our heart with the Word of God so we can have light, so we can have the truth. The truth of God is foundational, and God only builds on a strong foundation. Jesus said, every branch that bears no fruit is cut out. And the branches that's bearing fruit, he purges it so it can bear more fruit. This has to happen in everybody and in everybody's ministry. He trains us and helps us become refined in our life, in our selections, in our advice, in our counsel, in our persuasion. Everything can be full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. As we follow God, we can do things just like God. Now, look at the irony. Lucifer got in trouble because he wanted to be like the Most High. Actually, he wanted to replace the Most High. He wanted the recognition that people gave the Most High. He wanted to usurp his throne above everything and be like the Most High. Now here comes the Lord, makes Adam, gave us dominion over all the earth. This is our jurisdiction, not Mars, earth. And then we're supposed to build our life and make it beautiful in him. Adam was supposed to make the whole earth look just like the Garden of Eden. That was his example, that was his format, that was his pattern. And God gave him everything he needed to do it. So, what we have to do now is go back and do what God told Adam to do. To be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion. Well, somebody will say, well, the earth is populated now. All right, it's populated, but people need to be saved. They need to know God. So we're going to be fruitful in our works, in our wisdom, in our knowledge, in our counsel, in ourselves, to help other people be fruitful. We're going to multiply. We're going to fill the earth with the knowledge of God. God told me, don't let my people lack knowledge. He said, let not my people lack knowledge. I said, how in the world can I do that? One step at a time. Because he helps me do it. Now, when God gives something to do, it's always huge. And it always, you'll do small things, but it causes huge effect. So when you follow him, you're not just doing empty things. You're doing things that count, that hit the mark. From the growing process until the finished work, it's all of God. And the faster you grow and the more you live for him in love, the greater things will be. It's time to hear him out. The best thing a man can give God is his attention. People want to give God $1 million. Give him your attention. He can do more with your attention than millions and millions of dollars. If he has your attention, he can have your cooperation. If he's got your cooperation, you'll obey him. If you obey him, things will start happening. A healing process will begin in you, and it will transfer to others. And as God can trust you, he'll give you more to do and put you in the most strategic places. He only does this for people who obey him. Signs and wonders follow obedience. Signs and wonders follow obedience. Signs and wonders follow obedience. God is showing you. When he does signs and wonders, after you've been obedient, he's encouraging you to continue. You're going to say, wow, what's next? So, when people understand what God is doing, they can do greater things and greater things and learn and live and grow. It's wonderful. I love it. As we receive revelation and do these things, our life is fun. It's not just good, it's fun. I like having authority and victory over Satan. I know that it's good to know that that my problems don't master me. I master my problems. God is good, folks. And his mercy endures forever. I love him and I want to love him. I'm going to do all that's in his heart. You're going to have new expectations as you follow him, because you're going to have to adapt to what God is doing. Now, I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move mightily in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.